with our new BACW champion already in the back and the old one finally reaching the curtain, it's time for our co-main event. Let's go to the ring for the introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is scheduled for one fall and will hold no time limit. Before making their way down to ringside, I would like to introduce to you the Super Sidekick. He is the Devilish, Dakota Dave. Entering the ring first, he comes to us from Newark, New Jersey, and has been given the name Roy God by his loyal followers. It's time to greet the Imperial Wizard of Wrestling. This is Roy Douglas. And his partner in crime, he too is from Newark, New Jersey, and is the former eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. He has a motto of being better than you. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be enlightened with the presence of Eddie.
I'm simply the best, boys and girls. Simply the best.
As Most Wanted comes down to the ringside area, there are rumors floating around the back that CeCe wanted to be here tonight to witness Eddie Outlaw live and in person kick Jack Craven's ass for trying to break her neck at our last Superstar show. Apparently, Outlaw refused her request, saying it was way too dangerous for the young valet to come down here, especially in her condition. From what I've heard, she has a halo on and she's actually in a wheelchair, still unable to have full function of her legs. I can't say I don't agree with Eddie Outlaw for leaving CeCe at home, because when the Black Knights enter the arena, I can guarantee one thing, folks. Mike Cavanaugh and Jack Craven are going to make things get real ugly. Real fast. Speaking of ugly, I believe I hear their music queuing up.
They have requested to come down to ringside together in a sign of unity. From Detroit, Michigan, this is the immortal Jack Craven!
Why? Because fuck you, that's why.
Fuck you, asshole!
And his partner from Manhattan, New York. He is the current eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion and WWE's living legend, the history maker. He is Magnus Negus Kana. Together, they are known throughout the world as the Black Knights.
Oh, yeah. I'm so fucking hurt you don't like it.
What more can you say about this team other than no matter what happened to these two men, at the end of the day, they still managed to find themselves backing each other up. most have labeled Jack Craven as a lackey for the world champion, while others say the only reason Kavanaugh continues to hold on to the world title is because of his Manson-like ability to draw people into his web like Jack Craven. Tonight, these four men will battle for not only bragging rights, but for the purposes of beating each other bloody. It looks like it's going to be Kavanaugh for the night and Douglas for Most Wanted. The referee is called for the bell, and here we go! Douglas is circling the ring, as is Kavanaugh, and reaching over the... Oh! He just slapped Big Daddy, who wasn't paying attention, right in the face. Into the ring comes an irate Craven, and immediately he starts arguing with the referee, who's now screaming at Jack Craven to get out of the ring. Kavanaugh protests, but is attacked from behind by Eddie Outlaw, who's now an illegal man inside the squared circle. It's a double team now on Kavanaugh. Double super slam on Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh gives Roy God the advantage and exiting the ring before the referee can turn around. Look at how cohesive Most Wanted appears as a team. Dragging the world champion back into the Most Wanted corner and tagging in his brother Eddie Outlaw. Roy God leaps up the second rope, going down hard with a nice power fist to Kavanaugh's weakened shoulder and bailing from the ring. Here comes Eddie Outlaw with enlightenment in his mind. Yankee Kavanaugh to both feet. Outlaw tosses him into the ropes with courtesy of a hard Irish whip and setting up shop in the middle of the ring. Off the rebound. Here comes Kavanaugh and they meet in the center. Eddie Outlaw unleashes a stunning power slam. Listen to the fans chant for the Outlaw, arching his back in pain. The D's Kavanaugh cannot stop, and Eddie Outlaw's imposing his will. Belly-to-belly suplex that leaves the champion at the furthest point in the ring from his corner, and Eddie Outlaw's making the cover. One, two, kick out by Kavanaugh, and I don't think Eddie Outlaw was expecting this one to be over. He's just testing the waters.
That was 3 minutes. Come on.
But now that he's done testing the waters, he's right back to the action, rotating Kavanaugh to his feet. Outlaw heaves him up into a torture rack, and I think I can see what Most Wanted is doing. Kavanaugh's snake bite finisher relies on his ability to lift his opponents off the canvas. But if they can manage to injure his back, Kavanaugh might not be able to execute that devastating finisher of his. Tagging in Roy God, but Kavanaugh still in the rack. Eddie Outlaw leans back. He leans back and dumping the world champion onto his back once again. The crowd cheers on. An awesome Samoan drop. Out of the ring goes Eddie Outlaw and down off the top, off the top rope. There's a leg drop by Roy God, and Jack Craven can do nothing but look on as Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh continues to be manhandled by Most Wanted. Buddy slam by Douglas continues to work on the lumbar area of Kavanaugh, and I can tell you this, people at home right here and right now, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh is indefinitely in a great deal of pain. Oh, it's a blatant chokehold by Roy God, and that puts a smile on Outlaw's face and screaming for Mike to make the tag. Jack Craven paces in the opposite corner like a caged animal. Roy God rallies the crowd by telling them he's gonna break Michael St. Guy's Kavanaugh's shoulder, and Outlaw gives that thought an arrogant golf clap. There you go, Eddie. That's it. Teach your brother some good manners. Are you kidding me? Come on, Outlaw. Up over his shoulders goes Kavanaugh, and looking to end the match. No, Kavanaugh reverses his position on Roy God, and now he has Roy Douglas in tombstone position. Outlaw pleads. Roy God begs. Craven screams. Down onto the logo in a brutal twisting motion. Kavanaugh unloads with a neck-cracking tombstone twist, collapsing on the ground as Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh completely exhausted, and Kavanaugh is begging for his partner to make the tag. But the world heavyweight champion doesn't seem to have enough strength to muster up a crawl towards his corner. Douglas is starting to stir, and he's beginning to make his way back to his brother Eddie Outlaw, who's out pounding the canvas with his boots, trying to encourage his brother. If Roy God can get to Eddie Outlaw before Kavanaugh can get to Craven, Most Wanted might have a chance of making this contest a complete wipe. Roy God is only a few feet away from his brother Eddie Outlaw, and he's gonna make the tag. No, from behind, it's Kavanaugh dives onto Roy God's back. Incomplete, and utter desperation. Wild haymakers pummel Roy God from behind, and getting his second win, Kavanaugh drags the dazed Douglas back into the center of the ring and now into his corner. Tag brings in a fired up Jack Freeman, and Most Wanted is now in trouble. The tide is turning. Boots to the head, chest, arms, legs, neck, and face area by Craven on Roy Douglas. And Roy God is getting his ass handed to him in a hand basket. Out of the corner, and Sting taking Kavanaugh back in. Craven sends Douglas into the ropes with a hard Irish whip. Off the nylon and back into the center of the ring. Double clothesline from hell. Topples Roy God head over heels. He just got run over by the Black Knight. And look at Eddie Outlaw. He's starting to grow concerned. Tag back into Craven and looping Roy God's arm over their collective heads. The Knight tumbling down like London Bridge. And Roy God arches in pain from an impressive Black Knight.
Stay down,
leaping
bitch.
Vertical suplex in the opposite corner. Outlaw, my God, look at him. He can take no more and he's charging in. He's coming into the ring of the Man of Stripes. Now, oh no, he's got Outlaw. He's getting in his way. And now it's Most Wanted who can't keep their cool. Jack attack full Nelson on Roy Douglas. Jack attack behind the referee. Look at Kavanaugh go to work with hard lefts and rights to the midsection of Douglas. The body, the body, the body, the body. Copy, Mick, Mike, Kavanaugh on fire. Turning around, the referee sees Craven in the ring and demands that he exits. But the damage, folks, has already been done. Kavanaugh hooks the leg for the cover and the count. One, two, kick out by Roy God, and this one's gonna continue. Off the canvas and into the ropes with a hard Irish whip by Kavanaugh sends Roy God into the corner with a thud. Stumbling back into the ring, the impact jettisons Roy God towards Kavanaugh. The world champion cranks back. Nobody missed with a wild clothesline from hell. Roy God counters at the sleeper, and I don't believe it. Douglas is fighting back. Kavanaugh is stuck. He said no, reversing the sleeper. Roy God, he just transitioned into a reverse neck breaker. And good Lord Almighty, Mike Kavanaugh's head just snapped back like a Slim Jim. Off the canvas and kicking his legs in pain, Roy God is crawling over to his corner. And at this time, he's going to make the tag. Yes, he does. In comes his brother Eddie Outlaw. Immediately, Outlaw calls for a series of suplexes. German suplex followed by a T-bone. And Eddie Outlaw has Mike Kavanaugh's shoulders on the mat. One, two, three, this one is over. No, Eddie Outlaw has not pinned Michael State guys Kavanaugh, and this one's gonna continue.
That was three refs.
A few months ago, the Black Knights literally stole Eddie Outlaw's world championship belt from around his waist, and from the looks of things right now, I'm surprised Most Wanted hasn't tried to bend the rules more. Off the canvas again comes Kavanaugh, and calling for a discus punch. Kavanaugh, he goes low, and Outlaw falls down to both knees, holding his little soldier. Hard boot to the face by Outlaw, by the world heavyweight champion, sends Eddie Outlaw slumping down onto his side, and he's making the tag to his partner. Yes, here comes Craven, and Kavanaugh exits the ring, and Big Daddy with a full head of steam. Outlaw turns on wobbly legs, and Craven sends him flat onto his back with a vicious boot to the face. Off the logo and into the ropes again goes Eddie Outlaw. Look out, O.J. Simpson decapitating Nicole Simpson. Clothesline from hell practically knocks Eddie Outlaw out of his cowboy boots and flat onto his back. Body slam in the corner by Jack Craven and up to the top ropes. Comes the immortal one with his awesome Thunder Mountain leg drop, and look at Craven ooze with confidence.
Stay down, bitch.
Craven flips Outlaw onto his stomach. What's he doing now? He's applying his old nighttime finisher. It's the nighttime camel clutch, and now Craven reaches over and tags Michael Kavanaugh, who immediately heads towards the opposite ropes. Where the hell's the world champion going? Off the nylon and coming back towards Craven like an 18-wheeler on crack. He just drop-kicked Eddie Outlaw right in the face as Craven was applying the camel clutch nighttime finisher, and I think he just killed Eddie Outlaw. Oh my God! Craven releases the camel clutch and exits through the ropes while Kavanaugh looks. Oh my God, he's gonna look to make Outlaw submit, yanking back on his chin. Outlaw is being tortured by a Mike Kavanaugh surfboard submission hold, and this can't be good for Most Wanted. The referee is now asking Eddie Outlaw if he wants his. Hey, bring it back here, Roy God! Folks, Roy Douglas has just taken the world championship belt from my table, and he's rolling into the ring. Hey, referee, turn around. Roy God charges. Craven re-enters. Spear by Craven on Roy God. And there goes the world title flopping down onto the WWE logo. Craven mounts Douglas, and look at the immortal one punching Roy God like a whack-a-mole arcade game. Wait a minute, folks. What the hell is everyone looking at? Inside the ring, Kavanaugh has transitioned into with Anaconda, Crippler, Crosby, and I don't know how Eddie Outlaw's withstanding the pain without submitting. I can't see Wait, I can't. Oh my god! You have to be kidding me, folks! Folks, I can see CC rolling down to ringside in her wheelchair. Oh my god, and she is screaming. She's bitching at the Black Knight. Are you kidding me? Halo and in a wheelchair, and CC's coming down to ringside to intimidate the Black Knight. CC, get out of here. Somebody come down here and take her into the back. Craven and Douglas just fell through the ropes out of view, and they are still going at it tooth and nail. No, Kavanaugh, don't you dare even think about it. Michael Snake on camera has now, she sees CC, and she sees that she's at ringside, and she is still screaming at Michael Kavanaugh, and he has just released the Anaconda Crippler Crossface. Oh my god, no, Kavanaugh! Kavanaugh's reaching through the ropes! No, you sadistic son of a bitch! Let go of the halo! Oh my god! Oh my god! CC with the Kid of New Jersey! Sweetheart hairspray to the face of the world champion! And Kavanaugh is blinded! Outlaw is exhausted, but he's getting up to his feet! Don't turn around, Kavanaugh! Outlaw's behind you! Eddie Outlaw's begging Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh to turn around!
It's over.
So he can apply the roundup finisher.
Round
the
up.
World champion turns. Here comes Craven with the championship belt. Outlaw Ducko. Craven just struck Kavanaugh right in the face with the world heavyweight championship belt. And Jack Craven is stunned from behind. Boy, God locks in another sleeper hold on Jack Craven and dragging the immortal one back across the ring. Round up! Round up! Outlaw and Kavanaugh, the round up! The referee is calling for the bell, and Mike Kavanaugh and Jack Craven are both passing out. This one is over. I don't believe it.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout, because both Black Knight members could not continue, Eddie Outlaw, Roy Douglas, Most Wanted.
Into the ring bounces CC, who's no longer wearing a halo, and good God, what kind of joke is this? CC wasn't injured. I can't believe Outlaw used her to get at the Black Knights like that. Damn it, Eddie, why? Why? Way to New York Minute, folks. Dakota Dave has just opened up a wooden table, and Outlaw is hoisting Craven onto his shoulders. CC just rolled and knocked out Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh from the ring, and this one is going from bad to worse for the Black Knight. Up onto the turnbuckle goes Roy God. Here he comes into the air.
Don't say goodbye through the table.
Jack Craven has been exterminated. CC straddles Craven. Oh, she just slapped him in the face, and she's spitting on the immortal ones. Limp and broken carcass. Most Wanted has taken their revenge, and they've taken a victory from the Black Knight tonight. Here, I don't believe it, in Indiana. Kavanaugh is up finally, and he's got a steel chair. CC bails, as does Roy Douglas at Outlet. Uh-oh. Inside the ring, Kavanaugh has cornered Dakota Dave like a calf that needs to be branded. Chair shot from hell rocks the entire blubbering body of Dakota Dave, and falling through the ropes, busted open like a can of tomatoes. Most Wanted quickly collects Double D and heads up the ramp before Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh can do any further damage.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck all of you.
I'm gonna tell you something, folks. I wouldn't be surprised if Jack Craven hit his own partner with that belt, because he was betting that Most Wanted would win. You know, gambling can do strange things to individuals. And if you see Craven driving around in something very luxurious next week, I think we all know the answer to the question that I just posed. As for Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh, I have been told that he will be defending his eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship in our main event in 3 weeks against the Hawaiian t-shirt wearing Freak of Nature, Chris Ross. And get this, fans, our card is going to come to you from the home of Chris Ross. That's right, WWA is going to Hawaii. Well, as the Black Knights continue to argue in the ring, and I don't blame Michael Kavanaugh for questioning Jack Craven as to what just happened, and Most Wanted, they're long gone by now. They've taken the victory. They've pulled the wool over the Black Knight's eyes. I don't know what else to say. You know what? Let's take a quick little break, and when we come back, we'll have our main event for you. Wow.